we start with a short overview of the work plan. Nili?
Yep. Thank you, Hans, and good morning, everybody. We're going to start with Agenda Paper 8, which is about the timing of consultation documents. We continue to hear feedback from some stakeholders who are requesting more time to respond to our consultation documents. So for the reasons discussed in the paper, the staff recommend an extension to the comment periods for 3 projects, as noted in paragraph 5. Before I turn the discussion over to the board, I'd like to flag 3 points. The first relates to the agenda consultation. After this paper, Agenda Paper 8, was posted, we had an ASAF meeting at which 3 ASAF members expressed support for an extension in the comment period from 120 days to 180 days because of the volume of consultation documents, not just from us, but also jurisdiction-specific consultations, because of the importance of the agenda consultation, as well as the current working environment. However, there was one ASAF member who did not believe more time was necessary because they believed that stakeholders already know what their priorities are. The second point I wanted to flag was with respect to management commentary. As noted in the paper, we currently plan that the exposure draft will be published around the end of April. However, as you know, the trustees have announced in a recent press release that they will be consulting on the IFRS Foundation Constitution. So we are monitoring the timing of that publication, and we may adjust the management commentary exposure draft timing by a few weeks to avoid publication at the same time. And the comment period for this exposure draft is actually covered in the next session today, so it's not part of this discussion on Agenda Paper 8. And then the third point is just a small clarification regarding the number of days cited throughout the paper. You'll have seen the references to 180 days and 270 days and so forth. And just to clarify that those numbers are approximations. They're not exact numbers. So depending on how weekends and holidays and other matters fall, the actual comment period will typically be within a few working days of whatever the board decides in this meeting. And with that, I will turn the discussion over to you.
Okay. Mary?
Thanks, Hans, and thanks, Nili. I had a couple of reactions. Well, I think you've identified the right issues to consider, and I think it's very helpful to have them all pulled together. I found the appendix particularly useful in terms of thinking about overlap, because that's also the issue of overlap is also something that I've heard from stakeholders, because as much as I think in theory on paper, it gives people flexibility to manage priorities. What we're hearing, especially with some of the big consultations, is people end up taking until the end for major consultations. And if you have two things that ended about the same time, it means one often they feel like it got shortchanged. So as I look at that, I guess I was really scratching my head and saying, do we need 9 months for the disclosure initiative, and thinking about where that is positioned to fall, I would have looked at wrapping up in, let's say, end of November kind of timing, maybe even early November. Also thinking about the time it takes for the staff to do a summary of feedback on a major project like that, and then come back to the board. And the second one actually goes a bit in the opposite direction with regulatory assets and liabilities. If we're looking at an extension, I think I would say through the end of August rather than through the end of July, unless there's something that's, let's say, staffing specific, that says it makes a big difference to the staff to get the comments in by the end of July. Just again, I was looking at overlap of projects and trying to kind of think about creating space for each one. So my two comments on that. Thank you.
Okay, Sue.
Thanks, Hans. Nili, thanks for the paper. I think it's really helpful. And like Mary, I found the diagram in the appendix helpful just to pull it all together in my head. I'm generally, you know, of course, sympathetic and empathetic to people telling us they'd like some more time. I think as a result of a combination of the whole COVID scenario, but also I think as a consequence of us delaying things a little bit last year with the sort of now misplaced hope that COVID was going to be a short-term phenomenon, which has now sort of resulted in a lot of clustering of documents as a result of our attempts to help people last year. But I'm also very conscious of the fact that it won't be long before people will be banging on about how we're too slow doing things again and they will have forgotten our kindness. And so we need to sort of keep that in perspective as well. And if I look at the disclosure initiative, that's the one that I really looked at 270 days and it took me a good half hour to pick myself up from the floor. 180 days was already pretty generous. Our standard is 120 days for an exposure draft. 180 days was already building in some extra cushion, including because we want people to do some testing. And I think starting with the 180, we need to be careful that, you know, the increments don't look less serious than they are, whereas I would compare it with 120 as sort of my starting point. And I think to give people more than double the standard period of time for an exposure draft, that is a very, very big deal to me. And if I look at the timing we'd then end up with where the comment period doesn't end until the end of December, that will mean as board members that our heavy lifting and thinking and reading, except for those of us who get really deeply involved in the outreach, will have been, you know, early 2021. And by the time we're getting the comment letter analysis and the feedback back again at the table to re-deliberate, it's going to be 2022. I'm going to struggle to remember what I was thinking at the time that we put the ED out. And so for me, I think I would, you know, concede that people need a bit more time and we need to be careful with this clustering of projects. But I would have thought something more like 210 days for the disclosure initiative, which would mean that the comment period would end around the end of October. It's not too bunched up then, so we're giving people a bit more breathing space. It's a lot more generous than the standard 120 days. And it would mean, I would hope, we'd get a chance of starting to get stuff back to the table maybe around the end of the year. And so I would prefer 210 days or something like that for the disclosure initiative document.
Françoise first.
Thank you. I'm very much in the same mood as Xu has expressed. And in fact, I welcome this paper that gives us good insights. As Xu has said, the more we extend the comment periods, the more the greater the number of projects that have to be considered at the same time. And it's basically the complaint we hear. There are too many things at the same time. And as you has pointed out, this is the result of already either the delays or the length of the comment period that we have granted. On top of that, I mean, reaching out to French preparers, I understand that this is limited, but still, they're not asking for extension at this time. They're satisfied with what we have done in the past. They had requested that in the past, but they're no longer requesting it. So I guess they have found their ways. And I also heard from some commentators that would like to have extension, that in fact they're fighting with the lack of resources. And that has, in fact, nothing to do with COVID. On each of these proposals, I'm not necessarily against the proposals because I'm convinced that staff has looked into those proposals very closely. The issue with me is that I don't really see why and how this time, supplementary time, is going to be used. So for example, on the targeted standards level review of disclosures, I really think that field work is necessary. I fully support the arguments that highlight that what we are doing is new and that reaching out deeply and having in-depth consultation and test is something which is, in particular in this project, particularly necessary to make it a success. So I'm not against an extension, but I would want to understand from a practical perspective within this project and leaving COVID issues aside, how this time is going to be used to have an insight into how much time we really need. And as of today, I can't tell that. I can't say whether we would be better off with this 270 days, which are proposed, whether 210 days, as you propose, is what we need, or whether 180 would be sufficient. So unless we have this, personally, I wouldn't want to make any decision today. On the exposure draft on regulatory activities, I'm still hearing what is reproduced in paragraph 21C, that in fact we have a small constituency there that has been longing, in fact, for proposals to come to the table, and that they would like us to proceed that quickly. Now, I also heard that there are some concerns that are in fact more recent about some businesses that could be in fact scoped in and that have not expected so far that that would be the case. So eventually on that ground, I could understand that some more days are needed. If that's the case, again, I would want to make those decisions because there is a real need in terms of the project decision that we could have made in another period than the one we're living through. And when I come to the request for information on said agenda consultation, there, I mean, it's not necessarily the same people who comment on those consultations. I've been impressed by the fact that when our trustees go out in a COVID situation, they grant 90 days for their consultations and get over 500 letters. So the board agenda is an important matter. And I'm not sure that COVID is refraining people to express a view. Now, I'm not necessarily against 180 days, but I feel that in fact the problem that people are complaining about, with our succession of decision, we amplifying the problem rather than reducing it at this stage.
I have a feeling that many of the commentary of our colleagues will go in the same direction. So I would like everybody to be a bit succinct. I must say personally that I think going over 180, Sue is talking about 210, is also excessive. I think that we should also not forget that for the people for whom it's not a problem, they don't talk. And against the three that pleaded for extension, there was one who didn't. So we have to take this all a bit with a grain of salt. So I would really advocate not going further than 180 days for any project. Bruce.
Thanks, Hans. I'll try and be succinct in terms of that. Interesting, you started with the same point I did. I think as a rule, we should not be going over 180 unless there are absolutely exceptional circumstances. I'm really not in favor of very, very long comment periods. I think they delay starting dates, and I think the projects do lose momentum. Not just from us, but bear in mind that where we've got stakeholders who are getting together and sending comment letters in, they also get together and do things. And if they've been a bit more proactive doing it earlier, they've now got to wait 6 or 7 months down the line to get anything. So I'm very not pro that. Secondly, I think that the COVID, the excuse of COVID is something we really could have used last year. But I think if when I've been speaking to stakeholders, they're all consulting online. They've got their discussion groups happening. They have responded to it. And we're a year into the pandemic. So I think people have found ways to do these consultations thoroughly. And actually, in a lot of ways, are telling me they're a lot more efficient in terms of getting those. So I just think we've got to be very conscious in terms of extending those. On the projects, if I just quickly touch on them, rate regulated, once again, I don't know how 150 to 180 in my mind would make any difference. I think for the narrow group of people who are applying it, they're going to be looking at that. This is a very, very big issue to them. I can't believe that they're going to an extra 30 days will stop them having looked at it earlier. On the disclosure initiative, as we just mentioned, I wouldn't go over 180 degrees. I don't think it's that excessive. I don't think it's that difficult that they can't do it. And then on the agenda consultation, much like Francois said, I think 120 days is perfect. People know what they want us to address. There's not field testing and things that people need to do in terms of that. And it's generally a different group who look at it. So that would be my view on those.
Hey, Anne.
Thanks, Hans. The feedback I heard on this was somewhat about the periods not overlapping, and in particular, the ends not overlapping. And for the jurisdiction for Australia, they also raised the question about year ends, because the year end is so often the middle of the year, not the end of the year. Also heard the comments from them that, yes, like the extension, but can cope with the earlier, the shorter dates, and there is some talk about the slowness of the projects.
Okay,
Jen Chao. Thanks, Hans. I also have a similar concerns about extending the common period further beyond the 180 days, particularly on the disclosure initiative. I think it's just a disclosure related, you know, project. It's not so big, and we actually not fundamentally changing the disclosure requirements. Although we are changing the ways, you know, but the objective-oriented approach is not fully new to the stakeholders, actually. If we look at the IFI standard recently we received, released, actually, they are also objective, you know, related. And the staff mentioned that we need time to do field test, but I think that 180 days is sufficient to do field work. So I would like to have 180 days make no changes to this project. In relation to the regulatory activities, I think, I will not object to extend 30 days. It's fine. And in relation to the request for information on the third agenda consultation, personal view, I think 120 days is fine. Yeah, but if we are going to extend, you know, to 180 days, I will not object this proposal. But basically, I think 180 days is the longest common period for those projects.
Nick?
Thanks, Hans. I take a slightly different view here, I have to say, although I would say this is less to do with COVID. I think this is almost entirely due to the weight of consultation documents that we have published or are planned to publish. Francois mentioned the extensive response to the trustees' consultation, but the trustees' consultation and a further consultation simply put more weight or more pressure on our stakeholders to respond. They compound the issue. I hear very clear feedback from stakeholders that this is a problem for them at the moment. I worry in particular about the disclosure initiative. In my experience, very recent experience of speaking to preparer groups, this is really flying under their radar screen at the moment. It's not been a particularly high profile project for them. They have little sense of what it involves. Clearly, it involves wholesale, fundamental, pervasive change. It's a controversial project. And I think, you know, there is a lot of work here to do, to begin with education, field work, consultation and outreach. So I would support a longer consultation period there. Similarly with the agenda consultation, this is a crucial consultation for us. And again, I am hearing already from stakeholders that they are struggling with this timetable. The one I probably have more question over is the modest extension that we talk about for rate-regulated activities. As Bruce indicated, I think this is a small constituency. I think they're very much invested in this project, and I'm not sure what adding 30 extra days would do here. Thank you.
Okay, Tom.
Yeah, so I have a question followed by a comment, please. First, my question on disclosure. The staff talk about the necessity of field work. And in this case, because it's so novel, I was wondering, were we thinking about field work with not only preparers, but also users? And might that, if you're thinking about doing users, might that require additional time? That's the question.
Catherine, yeah, can I comment on
my... Oh, sorry, Neely, should I?
Yes, go ahead.
So in response to your question, Tom, the short answer is yes, we do feel we will need to do work in addition to the usual comment letter process with stakeholders beyond preparers. And the reason for that, without going into endless detail, is really the fact that over the course of board discussions in the last few years, the board has repeatedly challenged us on the team in terms of the things that we really need to achieve in terms of consultation. So we don't just need to get views on the significant new thinking that's being proposed, but also really, really interrogate the practical consequences of that significant new thinking if it were to be finalised in the standards, not only on preparers, but on auditors, on regulators, and indeed, as you say, once we fully understand all of those stakeholders' views and outcomes of fieldwork on that, what those consequences would mean for users who were ultimately receiving the information. So the fieldwork we are envisaging is quite broad. On a related note, if I could just add, there was an earlier comment about how the time would be used. I won't go into endless detail unless there's particular questions on this, but just to come back to something Nick said, that there is a degree here of education. We do believe that what we are proposing, as said in the paper, is very much significant new thinking and would represent a new way of doing things for our stakeholders. So much as there is nothing that I would love more than to be receiving feedback and getting out there and doing field work the day after we publish, the reality is that when we look forward into the consultation period, there is a necessary period of talking to people, education, going through the details of what is being proposed, and then moving on to field work with preparers, with auditors and regulators, and then ultimately with investors. And given all the feedback we've had, we do envisage that we do need that time to do that. So I just wanted to comment a little on that question about how the time will be used in case helpful.
Yeah, that's helpful. Can I just be clear? So it's possible that the user's field work or consultation might be done in sequence as opposed to in parallel, which could push the timetable back?
Yeah, I mean, there is a degree here. What I can't do, I'm afraid, and again, I would absolutely love to, but what I cannot do is tell you exactly what will happen at every stage of the consultation. There is a lot of reasons for that, but one of them, for example, is that if, and this is the ideal, we are able to talk to users about exactly what disclosures would look like from companies who have participated in fieldwork, there would be, there'd be practicalities, confidentiality, things we'd need to work through. So the exact nature, we'd need to talk about at a later date. But yes, my thinking is that it would need to be sequenced so that work we do with investors reflects the outcomes of consultations with other stakeholders.
Oh, okay, so thank you. So that gives me pause. My initial inclination was similar to my colleagues, but this is certainly novel, and it certainly involves the interface between all our stakeholders, but in particular the preparers versus users, that interface, probably to a greater degree than most standards. So I'm sympathetic that you want to get this right. It would be good. It would have been nice to have more detail. I appreciate you can't give it to us, but anyway. So I also had one other comment just on rate regulated. I did a call the other day and unprompted, this is from, I won't say who it's from, but a stakeholder group said, and if you can get us another 30 days, that would be really great. And the thing on rate regulated, you know, it's not narrow in the sense that all the national standard setters conceptually need to respond, certainly all the professional auditing firms, all the regulators and professional accounting groups will want to respond. So you always get those stakeholders who pretty much need to respond. And I think in the case of rate regulated, where we're coming with something completely novel, or it's not completely, it's coming certainly novel, certainly important. We want to make sure that everybody has time because, you know, we've been 20 years trying to get this right, giving people an extra 30 days to make sure they have time to understand how it works and get everything through seems to me to make sense on the rate regulator. And as I said, this was without prompting. One of those groups said, yeah, we really would like an extra 30 days if you can get it for us.
Okay, well, Tom could score some points here if we do it. Rika?
Thank you, Hans. I'd prefer not extending the length of comment period because I see other board members comment that we shouldn't lose the momentum of individual project, but at the same time, I see that there are many projects that have been overlapped with each other in timeline. So I see that's a kind of the problem rather than the length of the comment period. What I heard from some stakeholder was some people like us are maybe very good at dealing with multitasking, but some are not, or some might have other commitment to engage in at the same time of period. So I'd prefer not extending the length, but I'd ask the staff to consider reduce the number of projects being overlapped with each other, if possible.
Tadeo.
Thank you, Hans, and thanks, Nili, for the papers. It's quick comment in relation to rate-regulated activities. I fully agree with Tom's comments. We've been talking to stakeholders. They mentioned the need to assess better the entities in the scope of the proposal. This is a task that actually is taking more time than expected. Therefore, this additional 30 days suggested would be very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, well, the reactions from the board are a bit more varied than I had anticipated. I was wondering if we go for Sue's proposal, which would be to extend the disclosure initiative not to 270 days, but 210 days, mm-hmm. and we leave the rest of the proposals as they are, could the board live with that? Can I see who supports that?
Just to clarify, Hans, leave the other proposals as the staff suggested?
Or as the staff suggested. As the paper suggests. Yeah. So we only shorten, as relative to Nili's proposal, we shorten only disclosure initiative to 210 days. Okay.
11.
All right.